Hello, you're stuck in traffic, Wolf Garlic. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Just back from HPE Discover in London. Back in my own car, woohoo! So, one of the main things that everyone was excited about at HPE was this idea of composable infrastructure and what composable infrastructure is designed to be. It is the next version of infrastructure components on top of public and private cloud. So we're now on a new layer of abstraction for those of you playing at home. And I exchanged a couple tweets we're going to talk about in just a minute, but the bottom line was I wasn't necessarily impressed with the security model being proposed for said composable infrastructure. So tip for you, whenever you're building a new system, whenever you're architecting a new new widget here, take a look at the security models and security controls that we're using and realize that this new architecture, this new design, this new thing, this new widget represents an opportunity to do a greenfield security design, right? To really bring to bear some of the best controls possible. Now, the idea with composable infrastructure is this. Your infrastructure is composed with a series of components. Nothing new there. These components are spread over infrastructure that you consume as a utility. Nothing new there. Infrastructure that you own internally. Nothing new there. And these components are organized and orchestrated in a way that's very rapid and easy to spin up, spin down, move from stuff you own to stuff that you rent, etc., etc. That's the newness. The concept of it being composable and orchestratable. But here's the problem. We have had lots of years to know the pain of missing security controls, right? And some of those security controls, some of the things that we so often see with components, software components, right, like obscurity components, is the following. Bad inputs, right? You send bad data and bad stuff happens. Bad outputs, you send bad data and then your component passes that bad data to someone else. Also, we have run into issues where we don't have good traceability, right? Someone does something, either good or bad, we don't know what, and some other things happen, and then trying to do any forensics is near impossible. And finally, we have issues with authentication. Once you're in, woohoo! But that's not always a good thing. And so oftentimes, misusing privileges is a natural way that you break something that's object-oriented or composable. So I would propose the following security models should have been considered and implemented for composable infrastructure. One, solid input controls. Think about it in terms of firewalls. Think about it in terms of WAFs. Think about it in terms of pattern recognition, stopping certain patterns of data from entering the system that can be blacklisted and or whitelisted. Second is outputs. That could be things like, again, firewalls, data loss prevention, you name it. The idea is stopping certain patterns from leaving the system, whitelisted or blacklisted. That should be traceability and auditability so you can do user behavior analytics. Good logging sent to another system. And fourth and finally, that should be the ability to whitelist and blacklist in processes that run within that composable unit, such that you can stop most malware that we see today. Those things should be considered instead, unfortunately. Step up authentication so that when users are doing certain specific activities, you can reinforce logins or require a higher level of permissions. Would have loved to have seen those things considered. Unfortunately, what I'm seeing at the moment is we're taking all of the problems of technology we own and all the problems of technology we rent, giving a brand new way of orchestrating to go ever faster. Unfortunately, without introducing better brakes. So we're going faster, but we're still running with crappy brakes. That's my two cents at the moment. Not a very positive way to end on the weekend. But overall, you know, I'm excited about the idea. I just would like to see some better controls. And I hope if you're building new systems and you're taking these things into account, you are applying the latest controls yourself. Are you? Are you not? Getting pushback? Something working well? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Cheers.